How can we know we're going to heaven? 1 John 5:13 says, "I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life." C.S. Lewis wrote in The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, "Oh, Aslan," said Lucy, "will you tell us how to get into your country from our world?" "I shall be telling you all the time," said Aslan, "but I will not tell you how long or short the way will be, only that it lies across a river. But do not fear that, for I am the great bridge builder. And now come, I will open the door in the sky and send you to your own land." "It isn't Narnia, you know," sobbed Lucy. "It's you. We shan't meet you there. And how can we live never meeting you?" "But you shall meet me, dear one," said Aslan. Are you there too, sir?" said Edmund. "I am," said Aslan. "But there I have another name. You must learn to know me by that name. This was the very reason why you were brought to Narnia, that by knowing me here for a little, you may know me better there." An 11-year-old American girl wrote to C.S. Lewis in England to find out Aslan's real name on Earth. Lewis wrote back to her with these questions. "As to Aslan's other name, well, I want you to guess. Has there never been anyone in this world who, 1, arrived at the same time as Father Christmas, 2, said he was the son of the great emperor, 3, gave himself up for someone else's fault to be jeered at and killed by wicked people, 4, came to life again, and 5, is sometimes spoken of as a lamb? Don't you really know his name in this world? Think it over and let me know your answer." You know who Aslan really is, don't you? Besides knowing Jesus' name, though, have you come to know him as your Savior and Lord and best friend? Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." In Bible times, each city kept a list of everyone who lived there. Guards were posted at the city gates to keep out criminals and enemies by checking their names against the list. God's word explains how heaven will be like those cities. Revelation 21:27 says, "Nothing impure will ever enter the city, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Jesus is called the Lamb because lambs were sacrificed as offerings to pay the penalty for sins. As the Lamb of God, Jesus died for the sins of the world. And he has the Book of Life, which is full of the names of all those who are his followers and will live with him in heaven forever.